All right, today I have the pleasure of speaking with musician, yoga teacher, and food entrepreneur, Bebe McGill. Bebe has traveled around the world extensively, studying numerous classical eight-limb yoga systems, including Ashtanga and Kundalini yoga. She is an advocate of making yoga available to everyone. Bebe is actively involved with Street Yoga, a nonprofit organization dedicated to spreading healing and wellness to youth populations. So thank you so much, Bebe, for speaking with me today. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling great. Just finished rehearsing, and I'm glad to be home and excited to talk to you about whatever you want.
Okay, cool. Well, we'll get right into it. I just want to first start off by asking, really, what led you to the practice of yoga?
I would just have to say I was always interested in it. I heard about it as a kid. You know, obviously I was involved in other things, music in school, soccer, growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And I never had a chance to experience it until, you know, one day I didn't really have a lot to do at the time, and I saw an ad for a yoga class, and it was very mysterious, and I went down. And I took this yoga class, and when I walked out, my life was changed. I felt like a light went on in my head.
And how long ago was that? How long have you been practicing?
I took my first class in 1998.
Wow.
Yes.
So for a while. Cool.
Yeah.
So what really inspires you or keeps you coming back to the mat? Like, because I know that I have times where I'm, like, resistant to my yoga practice. So what is it that keeps you going back?
Well, you know, it's how I feel. I mean, mm-hmm. every time I do my yoga, while I'm doing it, I ask the same question. I'm like, why do I do this? This is torture. This is hard. You know, I'm shaking. I'm sweating. Sometimes I feel like I'm gonna fall over, but when the class is done, I feel that same sensation that I had the first time, and that's, I feel like I'm floating.
Mm.
I feel like my head is completely clear.
Mm-hmm.
I feel energized and relaxed at the same time. I feel more balanced, and that's the thing, is I'm already a very emotional, creative type of person.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, even as much yoga as I do, I'm still very sensitive and emotional. But if I didn't do yoga, forget about it.
Yeah.
Who knows where I'd be right now? So it's that balance that yoga helps me with.
Okay. So I had the pleasure of watching you perform on stage at the Super Bowl. And I watched you do like this full-out backbend while playing the guitar. So can you talk a little bit more about the ways in which your music or your performing influences your practice and vice versa?
Well, first of all, that's a good question. While I'm on stage, my yoga, before the first note hits and the curtain drops and the lights go on, I'm like in that zone where I'm breathing and
mm-hmm.
I'm focusing on my third eye and I'm connecting to the earth and I'm connecting with the solar energy, and then I'm bringing that down into my heart.
Mm-hmm.
So that there's that, you know, there's that, once again, that balance, and I'm just ready to go.
Yeah.
And, you know, not only does it help me to, I guess, channel that energy through my music, but it energizes me. Yoga gives me that energy to go out on stage and connect with the audience.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is energy.
Mm-hmm.
Everything.
So,
and it keeps my body in shape so that I can move around. And,
right.
You know. Yeah.
Right.
That's it.
That's when you first caught my eye, and then I did more research on who you were, because I'm like, that person has to do some yoga. But I'm saying that you have to be able to contort your body in any certain way to be a yogi, but I was just really excited to see that element brought to performance, so that was really, really cool. So I wanted to talk a little bit more about that, and that you're not only a musician, but you're also the director within Beyoncé's band. So I wanted to know if you could talk about how your practice contributes to how you manage that, where that could otherwise be a really stressful situation. Like, how does it help you manage everything?
Well, okay, let me make a correction there.
Okay.
I've been with Beyonce since July of 2006.
Okay.
We're coming up on 7 years.
Okay.
This is the very first year that I'm not musical director, and I have to tell you, I'm extremely excited to not be in that role because it is very stressful.
Wow.
And I will tell you that for the first 6 years of being with Beyonce that I was in the role of lead guitarist and musical director, I didn't sign up to be musical director. They chose me to be musical director, and when they explained why, they said, well, you're the most experienced, mm-hmm. and when we think of you, we think of peace.
Mm.
And I was like, what?
Wow.
So I didn't realize at the time that, you know, what I practiced inwardly was so obvious outwardly.
Mm-hmm.
And it was because of my yoga practice that they chose me to be the musical director, because I realized later that to be in that position, you have to be level-headed, you have to be peaceful, you have to be focused,
mm-hmm.
and you know, you have to be able to be responsible, and all those things yoga helped me to do. So this is the first year I'm not musical director. I get to be a normal person and just play guitar,
right,
and have fun with everybody, because I will tell you, when you're musical director, not a lot of people want to be your friend.
Mm.
You have to be the boss.
Mm-hmm.
Now I get to have fun with my bandmates in a completely different way than I ever did before, and I'm grateful.
So cool. Wow. So, like, when you're on tour, like, how do you find the time to practice yoga?
Well, I don't do interviews with people like you in the morning. Like, honestly, yoga, my workout and my body is my priority.
Uh-huh.
In order to function effectively as a musician and a performer, I have to be nourished.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to be very aware of my sleep, my food intake, what foods I take, my vitamins, my herbs, and my yoga practice. So that comes first.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my family, my animals, and my practices, my, mm-hmm. my healthy lifestyle choices. So I have to find time to do that before I do anything else.
Right, right. Okay. So, like, when you're performing, and I just wanted to know, I'm so curious, do you still, like, get butterflies before you go on stage? And if so, like, do you have tips, like, yoga-wise for people like myself who gets really nervous when I speak in large crowds or whatever? Do you have any kind of tips that you kind of integrate in your practice?
Well, I have to tell you that when I go on stage, I don't get nervous.
Oh.
I don't think I've ever really gotten nervous going on stage. I'm usually very anxious and excited. In other words, they'll tell us, hey, we got to go to the stage now. Well, we'll go to stage and have to wait another 20 minutes. I'm like, come on, let's go. I want to go.
Right.
So I don't get nervous, but I do get nervous when I teach a yoga class.
Oh, my. Okay.
I do get nervous if I go to someone's house and they have a guitar. They're like, here, play the guitar. And I got to play for 20 people. Then
right.
I get nervous.
Okay.
So, my advice for that is, just like anything else, if you breathe through it, if you stop and you take a few breaths,
mm-hmm.
and you don't focus on what it is you're afraid of, but focus on your breath, it'll usually begin to calm your mind, your blood pressure, your nervous system.
Mm-hmm.
So I say breathe through it. Take a few breaths.
Okay. Cool. So we definitely know about you as a musician, but I wanted to definitely share with the community how we can find you as the BB, the yoga instructor. So, like, do you have, like, any videos? Do you have any classes that you teach when you're not on tour?
Yes, actually, today I released my third instructional yoga DVD,
awesome.
which is available at myyogaonline.com.
Okay.
Myyogaonline.com. So I have three yoga DVDs there. I'm going to be releasing more. When I'm not touring, I teach usually three regular classes a week at Root Whole Body, which is in Portland, Oregon.
Okay.
I also do different workshops in Hawaii. I had a yoga retreat scheduled for Bali in June, but I had to cancel it, so that's going to be rescheduled. But
okay.
if you go to my website, yogabibi.com, yogabibi.com, it will always keep you updated with my schedule. You can sign up for my mailing list. You can see a little bit about you know, what I've done in the past with yoga. I teach it, you know, I taught at Wanderlust last year. I taught at the Love It Festival. So, yeah, I'm very active when I'm not on tour. That's my priority when I'm not touring is yoga.
Okay. So I wanted to end really with something that will definitely resonate with the listeners that subscribe to Chelsea Loves Yoga, and that's about yoga and accessibility. I was really happy to hear that you do work with youth. So can you talk a little bit more about your work with yoga and youth?
Yes. I have been teaching with a nonprofit organization that's in Portland, but it's also in different cities across the U.S., and that organization is called Street Yoga.
Okay.
Street Yoga is an outreach for what we call underserviced youth. So it's youth that are dealing with, you know, different challenges. It could be anything from homeless to, you know, a history of violence or drugs or learning challenges, any of those things.
Mm-hmm.
And we basically meet the kids where they're at. Sometimes we go to a homeless shelter and teach. Sometimes we go to an alternative school and teach. Sometimes we just got to meet them on the street somewhere and teach.
Right.
But we're, you know, this organization is proving that yoga is making a difference in the lives of our youth, and they're very receptive to it. So I like to take the time and teach through street yoga, and whenever I can, you know, when I'm traveling through town on this tour, I'm going to try to get, you know, reach out and go to some schools and teach
mm-hmm.
yoga and have a meet and greet with people. But if they're going to want to meet and greet me, they got to do yoga.
Right.
So
very
that's what we're
cool.
doing this year.
Cool. Well, BB, thank you for taking the time out of your schedule. I know that you're moving, and I appreciate you taking the time to share, you know, your yoga journey and practice with our community. And I wish you so much joy and happiness and peace, and just continue to be fierce like you are. And thank you.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Sure.
Okay.